Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have various guests come on to the show to help us as Avon representatives take our Avon business to the next level. Sometimes these individuals may be like coaches, Avon representatives like yourself, district managers, regional managers, and just members from the upline team. But today we have a very, very, very special guest, and her name is Ellen Williams. And Ellen Williams is with Constant Contact. She is actually the regional development director for the New York as well as the Southern Connecticut area. So she has been teaching technology for over 20 years. That's technology as well as marketing. So I'm very excited to have her on the show. So I'm going to plug her in. Give me a second. Ellen, is that you? Let me see. Ellen, is that, do I have you on the call, Ellen? Okay, I will try another number. Let me see. Ellen, is that you? Okay, we'll try another number. Hello, Ellen, is that you? I'm not recognizing her number. Hello, Ellen, is that you? Can you hear me? Okay, we'll give Ellen a few minutes to get on the call. She said she's on, but I don't see her. Well, give me a few minutes, please. I'm sorry for technical difficulties. I'm going to text her. I had a cell number, and that's what I texted her on. And I think she's going for my home number, and I don't recognize that number. So give me a few minutes so to get her on. Ellen, if you're listening, oh, I think I see her. Okay, Ellen. Ellen, can you hear me? Ellen,
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
I can hear you.
Okay, excellent. Very good. I'm so glad we finally connect. Thank you and welcome to the show. As you know, this is our Avon Motivational Radio Show. And those who are on the line and are listening, these are all Avon representatives, and they're in various levels of their Avon business. They could be brand new, or they can be seasoned Avon representative, but we all have the one goal in mind, and that's to grow our Avon business and to stay connected to our customers as well as our recruits. So welcome to the call, Ellen. And before we begin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. Thank you so much, Patricia, for having me here this evening. And I'm extra excited to be speaking with you because my mom was one of the original Avon ladies, as they were referred to back in the 70s. And one of my earliest fond memories is Sunday night sitting there bagging up the orders before she was out Monday morning delivering them. So I'm really excited to be here. So I have an entrepreneurial spirit as I grew up with my mom being an entrepreneur in my own home. As you mentioned earlier, I have about 20 years of experience helping small businesses with technology. Almost all of those were as an entrepreneur. So I've been in your shoes. I understand what it takes to have the passion to want to work for yourself and also the amount of work that it takes to have a successful business. And I'm thrilled to be with Constant Contact now for just about 2.5 years. Being able to do the same thing really helps small businesses grow.
Well, with that in mind, Ellen, what keeps small businesses up all night?
Well, we found that there's two things that will keep a small business up at night. The first is finding new customers, and the second is maintaining customer loyalty. So it's both repeat and referral business. So you want to make sure that you are really holding on to the customers you have. And there's lots of different ways to do that, but, of course, the best way to do that is just to build those relationships. And those, in turn, then can turn into new customers.
Okay. But before we go on, it just dawned on me that we may have people who may not be as tech savvy as we may think, and they may not never heard of Constant Contact. So can you just briefly tell them what is Constant Contact, the various features that Constant Contact has to offer?
Certainly. So Constant Contact, we're a publicly traded company. We're based up in Waltham, Massachusetts. We offer a suite of online products. And what that means is, you know, you're going to be on the Internet and you're going to log into your account. There's going to be some tools there that you can use that will help you market. Primarily, we're known for email marketing. And the way that tool works is that you upload a list of people who have given you permission to market to them. And then our tool is where you're going to create great-looking emails that communicate and offer value to the people receiving them. And then it's our job to make sure that those get delivered, and then we'll report back to you who opened them, who clicked on the information inside, so that you can start to better understand how your messages are being received. Some of the other tools we have online include event marketing. So if you are hosting an event, there'd be all the information about the event. An online survey, which is pretty self-explanatory. You can go create a survey and we create a URL associated with that that you could post on social media and have people take the survey. We have one called Social Campaigns, which is a third-party app for Facebook, and it offers something in exchange for a like. So if you like my Facebook page, I will give you something, a download, a coupon, something free, whatever you want. And then lastly, we have online deals. And similar to a Groupon or a Living Social where there's a great deal out there, you decide what makes a great deal for you. So it doesn't have to be a tremendous discount. It could be a smaller discount that really does make a great deal, but also maintains some profitability for you. So we have this suite of tools that when you log in, you can interact with utilizing our templates to actually market and get the word out.
You know, for those people who may not be as tech savvy, is it very difficult to use the Constant Contact email templates that they have?
Well, the great thing is it's very simple. We have a lot of templates, and they're built by marketing professionals, so they already look and feel good. You simply have to put the content you want, so type right into it like you would type into, say, Microsoft Word, and maybe drop a few images in, and you really can have a complete email done in a matter of minutes. We also have award-winning customer support, and they are available to you both by phone. And if you are a little more tech-savvy, some online chat if you just have a quick question. And they'll stay on the phone with you as long as you need to get the answers you need to get your information out.
When communicating with our customers, our Avon customers, should our emails be very lengthy or should they just be shortened to the point?
Lots of things have changed in email marketing, so not exclusively specific to Avon and Avon customers, but today email marketing is better if it's short and sweet. And that's really good news, especially to small business owners who may not have a lot of time for marketing. This allows you to at least maintain a good base level to stay engaged and in touch with your customers. So we're always advising our customers now to make sure your emails are short and to the point, they're informational and valuable and conversational with the people that you're sending them to. And if you do have a call to action, make sure that it's somewhere at the top, because a lot of people are going to be looking at your email on their mobile devices and they aren't going to scroll too far down. So whatever you want them to do when they open your email, make sure it's clear and easy. So a great conversation with your customers, what's new, maybe the latest perfume or what colors are coming up for fall or any of the other products that you think you can really communicate information about without sounding salesy, is a great way to market.
Ellen, should we use color, like different colors, or should we just stick with just plain black font when designing our email newsletter or email blast?
So the color of the font, that's a really good question. You want it to be clear and easy to read. So I would stick with black font is fine. If you have font that's going to be clickable, so it's automatically going to be blue and underlined. And actually, we've found that text links like that are the ones that people tend to click. And personally, I think it's because we've all been trained. Hey, if it's blue and underlined, chances are I can click on it. So people do within their emails. So I think simple text and leave some color to maybe some of the images or background. You do want the email to look good and look professional. But what you really want to have happen is your message to be read and then the action taken.
And you mentioned images. How do we get the images on the into our email blast? And should we use one image or should we use several images? What would you suggest?
So in your case, you really are going to be able to communicate through images because you'll be showing images of your product. I wouldn't overburden an email with too many images for a couple reasons. One, because it will take long to open, and in fact, a majority of people who receive your email will have images set to off as their default. So they'll actually have to take action to open it. Number two, if there's too many images, it'll take a long time to download in the first place, and people won't wait for that. So you want your images to really enhance. And there are a lot of easy ways to get images on your email. So you can upload them from your existing computer and we'll host them or house them on Constant Contact. If they already reside on the internet and they're somewhere that you have permission to use them, all you need to know is the location and we can link right to them. And additionally, we do have a stock library that you can choose from at Constant Contact as well.
Now, you know, as you mentioned, you know, the visual is very important to us at the Avon Representative, letting our customers know about the new colors and new trends in our industry as it relates to makeup. What about videos? Because we, as Avon Representative, have the opportunity to also have videos in which we could share. Would you suggest sharing a video link in our newsletter?
That's a terrific idea, absolutely. So, again, as long as you have the exact address where that video resides online, then you can utilize that in your email, and it will actually come up looking like what we call a video thumbnail. So it's a small image from the video with the triangle on it, the play button. So it looks great in an email, and as soon as they click on it, they're brought out to the internet where that video actually resides, and it'll play in the platform that it would normally play in if you were on your computer.
Oh, excellent. What about, okay, so that's good. So we pretty much know that we should have our email to be short, colorful, a few images, and if we like, we could link a video to our email. What about our email subject line that's coming to the recipient? What would you suggest? Would you suggest bold letters? Would you suggest that subject line be short and sweet? How do we attract? What would you suggest to attract our customers to open that email?
You're exactly right, Patricia. The subject line is all about attracting your customers to open. As we all know, our inbox can be full, some days worse than others. And so the subject line is really how you're going to make your way through all the noise in the inbox. So we have what we call a 222 rule. So for a subject line, you want to make sure that the first two words of your subject line have some real power to them. Really do draw the attention of the person that you want to open that email. You have 2 seconds to get them to decide whether or not they're opening it. And then the last two is that you want them to open it today. So a little play on words there. So, for example, one subject line that we had recently was hottest sweaters of the season at prices you can't afford to miss. And that's not bad, but on a mobile device, it read hottest sweaters of the season at prices you can't afford. And that wound up being a very different message. So it's really key that your first two words are going to be the most important part of the message. So that subject line would have been much better saying best prices of the year on the hottest sweaters. So think about what you're trying to get across, and you want to make sure those first two words have some power to them. Potentially, you could ask a question, you know, is red for you? Could be kind of simple, and, oh, is red for me? I don't know. How do I learn more about that? And maybe the email is about skin tone and the different shades of red. I know when I'm looking for a lipstick, I'm forever trying to find that right shade. And I'm sure there's a reason why one looks better than the other. And if I knew it, I wouldn't have so many different shades of red in my bag, right? So the understanding of putting a question or putting some sort of verb where I can see myself in the subject line, something that really would grab my attention and make me want to learn more.
And when the individual who you're sending the email out, if you have actually put their email, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, if you actually put their information, full information in their address book, each email will be personalized to that person, correct?
That's absolutely right. So for the most part, when you utilize our service, you're going to enter an email address and a first and a last name. Now, we have a full content management system. So you can enter lots of information about all your customers, their color preferences, how often they order, things that you want to maintain. But at the very least, you're going to have their email address and their first and their last name. And many of our email templates will have what we call an introductory block because our templates are built in small pieces, so they're easy to edit. And that block will start with Dear, and we'll pull the first name of the contact into the email so they can have that level of personalization. But the more information you can capture about them and plug into the email would be great. So, for example, say we continue with the lipstick and you know they purchased a specific color. When you're talking about lipstick, at the bottom you might say something like, don't forget to buy the name of the lipstick, you know, in your next order. So that even personalizes the email more because you start to pull information about the contact right into the email.
Well, that's very interesting. I like that. I didn't know that myself. Let's talk about branding. Should every email that you send to your customer have the same look?
Everything you do in your marketing has to have a common thread to it. So the colors of your branding, a logo, or even maybe your own face. So I work for Constant Contact, and it's a pretty large company. And Constant Contact has its own Facebook page, and it has a series of emails that go out to the customers. And that's all branded with the logo. So since I'm the local person here in New York and Southern Connecticut, I've taken it more on a personal level. So although I'm maintaining the colors of the brand, If you go to my social media, if you receive an email from me, my signature has a picture of me. So that's the common thread to all my digital marketing. There's a little bit of the branding colors and then me personally. So I think as long as you maintain continuity, it doesn't always have to look and feel the same as everyone else's, but you have to be have to maintain the same look and feel throughout all the marketing that you're doing.
Well, very good for that. Thank you for that. What about, okay, so now we put the email together, we're sending it out. How do we know if our customers are actually reading our email, or how do we know they're actually getting them?
So when you utilize an email service provider, which is what Constant Contact is, the templates that you're utilizing to send your email out, they're written in what's called HTML code. And that's what most websites are written in. In that code, we embed tracking. So when your email gets sent, we have a list of people you want that email to be sent to. We immediately start to report back to you who opened it, because based on our tracking, we know that that email was open. And we start reporting back to you who clicked on the links that are inside. Now, we don't recommend you put a lot of links, because actually fewer options will turn into more action. So if I have 10 things to choose from, I may purchase none. But if I have only 2 things to choose from, it's an easier decision. But in either case, if people are clicking on the links or the video or anything else you've got in your email, we report that back to you. And those reports are both, here are the list of people who didn't open it, and here are the list of people who did open it. And over time, you start to identify and see a history of some of these people, what their interests were, which ones they opened, and you can start to build additional marketing strategies around those that type of information.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so now we know that we can track our results with Constant Contact because it has that tool to allow us to do that. How can we integrate Constant Contact with our social media?
Email marketing and social media absolutely work hand in hand, and they work really well together. And part of your overall marketing should include both, and not exclusively those two. There's a lot of other things you can do to market yourself. So two ways in which they integrate well. The first is on our template, we have all the popular icons. So Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We also have Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, a lot of the really popular social media platforms. So you can embed those icons right in your email so people can easily find you on social media when they receive your email. The other way that we integrate is at the top of our emails, we offer what's called a social share bar. And what that does is allows anyone receiving your email, if they click on the share bar, they can then go to their social media platform and share all the great information that was in your email. Because what we do is we host or we save a copy of your email at Constant Contact with a link. So if I receive your email and you've given me great information on perfume or makeup or skincare, I can then click at the top and say, you know what? Everyone on my Facebook page would really like this. I'm going to click on the Facebook icon in the share bar, and then I'm going to say, check out this email and learn all about this information. And now I'm sending a message to my full network at Facebook with a link back to your email.
That's great. That's wonderful, because now you're, instead of hitting the, maybe the 100 people you have, may have in your, or less that you may have in your email address book, now your email, you could be doubling or tripling your open email by having
it
that share.
It would definitely increase your exposure. And we, We call that engagement marketing. When you're really sending out fantastic value, great information, something I can learn and use, I'm more willing to share it. And if you really think about it, when we talk about social media, your customers' friends are your next great prospect. So now we go back to the question you asked in the beginning, right? Finding new customers, and I can do that through my own customers if I give them something worth sharing, and maintaining customer loyalty. And again, that's through the information and the communication and the relationship I build with them, which can be underscored through great engagement marketing, through digital marketing, social media, email marketing, and of course, picking up the phone and those personal touches. So when you really take care of your customers, and I know as Avon representatives that you do, because you bring a lot of personal information and you understand the needs of your customer. So when you're really taking care of them, and then you deliver information with a single click, they can share and spread to their friends. That's how you maintain loyalty, and that's how you bring in referral business.
How as Avon representative, what does Constant Contact recommend in collecting and storing email addresses in our email address book on Constant Contact? What is suggested the best way of gathering?
So now we're in a really great period at Constant Contact, because not too long ago it was exclusively the people who had given you permission to email them were the only ones allowed in your Constant Contact account. But we've really expanded the capabilities on that contact management. So when you enter contact information at Constant Contact, and you can do them one at a time, or you can upload lists that are in spreadsheets, either way, you tell us, yes, I've got permission. And what I mean by permission is physical permission. You've asked them, is it okay that I market to you? Or they're an existing customer, which is what we consider an implied opt-in. If I'm doing business with you, I'm not going to be surprised by getting email from you. So when you tell us, yes, I've got permission, those are the ones that will receive your email. And when you just put others in there and say, well, no, I haven't gotten permission from these yet, those won't be included in your email, but they will be able to be managed in the contact management area. So you can still take notes and make phone calls and really build that relationship to the point where you can ask, is it okay if I send you my emails, and then add them to the official list.
Very, very good. And you said that they can also do a spreadsheet. And they can also pull, I know some people may use, like, for example, a Gmail and then have their customers in categories within their Gmail account. Can they just pull up that whole Gmail account and put it in a spreadsheet form and pull it up into their Constant Contact?
Absolutely. And again, before you upload it to Constant Contact, you would have to split out those that have given you permission, your actual customers or people you've asked, and those that you haven't, so that when they get to Constant Contact, we know which ones it's okay to send your email to and which ones it's not.
And you can also, you could always add, once you have created a, oh, we didn't even talk about that, but once you could, well, let's go, let me ask this question, then I'll come back to this. Once you put your customers in Constant Contact, you can also put them in groupings. Like, for example, customers, or they could be recruits or possible recruits or skincare customers. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So there's two ways to do that. One is through our list. So if you have different lists that you would send different types of information, such as customers versus recruits, you're going to communicate with them slightly differently. You may have a list of people you want to email information that are recruits and you have a list of people you want to email information that are customers. In addition to that, within your customer list, you can tag the information about the customer and start to build information about the customer, such as the types of products that they're purchasing or the colors of their preference. So you really can start mixing and matching these groups of people in very different ways.
And once you set up the group and you add people to the various groups, can you manipulate the group afterwards by either adding or switching people out of the group?
Absolutely. All that information is at your fingertips. You have total control over your list.
Now, what happens if someone gets stuck? They feel that they're really not that computer savvy. Can somebody walk them through, technical support, can they walk them through the process of putting their name in the email address book in constant contact?
Yes. We have award-winning customer support, and they will absolutely be happy to spend as much time as needed on the phone with you to walk you through any function of the product that you're having issues with.
And how easy is it, Ellen, to open up an account with Constant Contact? Do you need hundreds of dollars to do this? Because it sounds like it's a great program, and certainly a great program like this has a great price tag to it.
Well, you know what, Patricia? It does have a great price tag, but in this case, it's a low one, not a high one. So we have a 60-day free trial. So you can actually start up tonight at constantcontact.com. And you can start your free trial with your email marketing, get a feel for it. You will have access to customer support even in the free trial. And you're given a coach. They'll reach out to you and make an appointment and start to help you through the process. Once your free trial is over, the pricing starts as low as $15 a month. And that's for up to 500 names on your list. That's up to 500 names that you've gotten permission to email. So you could have 600 contacts in the contact management area of Constant Contact, but you've only gotten permission to email about 400 of them, and that's perfectly fine. That's where the billing is going to take place, based on how many are actually email addresses you have permission to send to. And it doesn't matter how many emails you send. You could do, most small businesses do once a month, maybe twice a month, but it wouldn't matter if you did one a week. It's all in how many people you have on your list.
Wow. How can if I have a little bit of free time, like for example, I may have a extra 2 hours or whatever, or tomorrow, for example. And I know that next month is Christopher Columbus Day, and I'm having a big sale. Can I design that email today and schedule it to run in October or even November for November sales?
Absolutely. You can work, since it's online, at times of the day that are most convenient to you. And when you're ready to send, all you have to do is tell us when you want it to go out. It can be 2 weeks from now. It can be 2 months from now. In fact, you can actually create more than one and have them scheduled out. So if you have one you want to send next week and you have one you want to send next month, and maybe you already know what the special is going to be in November as well, you can just have them created and ready and waiting to send. Just tell us what day and what time, and when that time comes, your email will go.
Well, that sounds terrific. Now, I have a friend that drives me nuts because he always schedules his emails to go out around 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm one of those individuals who my phone alarms when I get an email. And so subsequently, the phone is next to me, and it wakes me up. And that just really annoys me. What would you say is the best time of the day for an email to go out, number one? And number two, is there a better day of the week that an email should go out?
So I have some good news and bad news for you, okay? So the good news is it really comes down to the people on your list. And there isn't really any specific best time or specific best day, because depending on who's on your list and when they open your emails and the types of information that you're sending will dictate what works. So given that Avon is a really personal purchase, I would suspect that any time between 9 in the morning and noon may not be best, because most people are utilizing their professional email. Maybe a lunchtime would be a good time, but I would say before or after work, because I would suspect the majority of the people you're sending information to have given you their personal email addresses. If you take me, for example, what I promote are events, and I found that later in the afternoon is better for me to send, because people are thinking about what they're going to be doing tomorrow or next week, and then my email comes in, and it's all talking about the future and events. So mornings don't work well for me. But the bad news for you, Patricia, is out on the internet, some of the information is that a lot of people are starting to send at 3 a.m. And that's really going to wake you up when that buzzes. But the reason behind that is because this way, when people get to their email at 7, 8, or 9 in the morning, yours is going to be one of the first ones, one of the top ones, one of the most recent ones to arrive. And they've found that they've had some success with that. But again, it really comes down to a little bit of testing, so you understand what the best time for your list really is.
Yeah, I generally send my emails out, I send all my emails out at the same time, which is at 9:15 in the morning, only because I don't want people who have given me their work email, I don't want the email to signal out an alarm, and they may be late for work, and their boss knows that they're not there, and that will just anger their employer. So I generally send mine out like 9:15-ish. That's when I usually like to do that. How long on average, it amazes me that I run into people who say, you know, I'm not really on the internet, I really don't, really like to look at email, blah, 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 blah. I'm a person, you send me an email, within 10 minutes of you sending that email, I'm actually going to open it because I've seen it on my phone, and I'm going to send a reply of some sort, either it's okay or thanks, or I'll look at this later or whatever. How long on average does it take generally for your email to be read? Is it a week by everyone in your list, or is it 2 weeks, or is it a couple of days? What is that number?
It's a small number. It's going to be relatively quickly. Really, when we look at our inbox, we're thinking one of three things. We're thinking now, so it's important, and I need to do it later. Well, I want to get to it, but I can't get to it now, or never. And it's basically, this one just doesn't interest me. And if we're really honest with ourselves, later is a well-intentioned never. So we're looking at now or later never. Because if I wait too long, that email is going to be so far down in my inbox, I'm never getting to it. So the sooner the better. If someone hasn't opened your email or hasn't interacted with your email in a day or two, there is a very low probability that they're going to do anything with that email.
And if that's the case, should we at that point pick up the phone and call the customer and say, oh, I sent your email, would you think about it, or is that appropriate?
It's a great way to really work together with email and a phone call. So I've had customers have success when they send an email out talking about the new product, and then they call the next day. Now, they start with the people who opened the email, so they know those people have interest. And so they start the phone call with, I just wanted to call and let you know that I sent the email. And a lot of times the response will be, Yeah, I saw the email, and now you've got a great conversation going because you know they've seen it and you know that they have interest. If they haven't seen it, once you've exhausted that list, it can be a nice nudge. It's not the phone call that says things like, hey, I'm just checking in, or I just want to stay in touch, or let's touch bases. None of those comments have real value to the person who picked up the phone, and we're all pretty busy. So when you call purposely to let them know, hey, I sent an email that had some really good information, I just wanted to make sure you saw it. Number one, it's another touch point. It's another way you're taking care of your customer by making that phone call. And number two, if they didn't see it, then you either have a conversation or they can go back and look at your email and potentially take action at that time. So it's not a bad idea. What you don't want to do is call and say, hey, I saw you opened my email because I had statistics on those emails. You don't want to let them think you're following them around.
and wouldn't coupons, which we can add onto our email, wouldn't that also be an effective way to encourage people to look for our email and to take action?
Absolutely. Offers are always a great way to entice people, and they're a great call to action. Typically, you're building your relationship. You're maintaining the relationship. So we really want email marketing to be part of that conversation, and it's marketing, not sales. So you want a ratio of sort of 4-to-1 when I'm sending you information and maybe new product information, and then I send you an offer. So don't bombard me with offers because then they won't be as meaningful, but definitely give me offers on a regular basis and give me great information so that when your offer comes in, I'm ready to take advantage of it.
Well, I think we've, as far as I'm concerned, I think we've covered a lot. Is there anything that you wanted to share that we didn't touch base that you think would help the Avon representatives who are now listening to the show?
I think that Avon representatives have a great opportunity. It's a long-term brand. It's a well-known brand. And it's a fun brand, you know. You get that personal shopping experience. You get that relationship with someone who's helping you feel good and look good. And, you know, who doesn't want that? I think it's a great opportunity to maintain those relationships with simple messages, simple images, just to continue that conversation. As you grow your business, you want to maintain those personal touches. As you grow your business, you may not be able to always make those phone calls anymore. So email marketing and social media marketing, although I don't ever want to say they would replace any kind of personal connection, they can enhance it. You know, they can maintain those touch points and those points of conversation, you know, between the phone calls. So I think as Avon representatives, you have, you know, you've made a fun choice of business. You've made a great choice of business because the stability of the brand. And, you know, go out and enjoy it and just build some great relationships by making your customers happy, and they'll bring more along for the ride too.
It's so true. How often should we reach out to our customers? Should it be weekly? Should it be monthly? Should it be quarterly? How often, because I'm sure that's what some of my listeners are wondering, how often should they reach out to their customers without
so
being,
most,
you know,
small, most small businesses are going to do monthly. I think you shouldn't do anything less. So quarterly may not be enough, especially when you have the change of season and the different colors of clothing and, you know, lots of things that revolve around looking and feeling good on a regular basis. So I would say minimum would be monthly, and depending on the length of the email, and again, we want to keep it short, if there's value to be had, if there's some fun new thing, if there's a great new piece of advice, I think because Avon is a more personal brand, I would say maybe every other week would be okay, because again, these are are people that you're building a personal relationship with. And keeping it short and sweet and to the point, it'll be welcome email.
Well, I totally agree. And I think one of the most important things for myself, and I'm sure some of our seasoned listeners this evening, and what they're going to take away from this is not only just sending out the emails and sending them short and sweet and the one-inch rule for the subject line and adding the colors to the email and simple and limit your images, but I think that going and looking at your tracking is a very valuable tool to see exactly, you know, what it is that your customers are interested in, and also to help you, as the person sending out the information, just make sure to improve what you're sending out. So it works both ways.
Without a doubt, when you start to really see the types of information that more and more of your customers are clicking on, you'll start to identify the types of information they want to read. And when you start sending emails that are really hitting the nail on the head, that's when you'll start to see more people opening, more interaction, and more sales. I mean, who doesn't want to work with a mind reader, right?
That's right. Once again, for those people who are not a part of the Constant Contact family at this point, how can they join? And when they join, we didn't talk about this. We talked about the survey, the social media. We talked about the email marketing. Can they join all the services at one time? Or if they're only interested in the email marketing, can they just do that? How does that work?
Right, so thanks for that question. Yes, currently all of the different tools stand alone, so you don't have to use more than one. And they each slightly have their own different billing. So if you're just starting with your email marketing, absolutely you can go and utilize email marketing, again, starting at $15 a month. If you decide to do an event, you can hop over to the event marketing and take a look at that. They do all have their own trial period, so you can test them out, and they do all have their own billing rates. So when you're ready to come on board, you can double-check what it's going to cost and how you can utilize it best for your business.
Well, thank you so much for that, Ellen. You have been really a wealth of information. I know that those who are listening now and those who will listen later on will walk away from the radio show with a newfound tool that will help them take their Avon business to the next level with Constant Contact. So with
thank
that,
you so much,
I thank
Patricia.
You.
It's very exciting to me. Entrepreneurs are a staple to this industry, to the whole country, and of course, Avon is very close to my heart.
Thank you so much for that. And if they have questions, if anybody on the line has questions, should they contact you, or should they just go ahead and contact a support tech at Constant Contact?
Yeah, they're much better off reaching directly to Constant Contact customer support. Whether you're a customer or you are just in the trial phase, our customer support will have access to what you're doing and will be able to see what's going on in your account. And in some cases, may just solve any issues you have on your behalf. And that's access that I wouldn't have.
Yes. And there's also tools for them, things to read, and there's also classes.
We have a lot of education, both on our website and locally. So we host seminars all the time, but we have a daily webinar going on online where you just register for it and then you sit in the comfort of your own home or office and participate online, similar to the radio show here, calling in, only you log in with a computer. We have lots of great content on our website, a blog, and a community. So there are a lot of people available out there to help and a lot of great educational information before you even get started.
Excellent.
Okay, so there's no excuse for anybody who's on this radio show listening that have not yet signed up for Constant Contact. Again, the website is constantcontact.com. Okay, thank you so much again, Ellen, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Patricia, and have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Good night, everyone.